I have so many clients who have degrees, PhDs. Some of them have been working for years and years and years, yet they can always remember what it felt like in their formative years when someone did something to them. Welcome to the Rise with Diana podcast, the podcast for working women leaders who are dedicated to doing the greatest work in a sound body, mind, and spirit. I'm Diana Patton, ex-corporate executive and civil rights attorney turned entrepreneur and business coach, helping working women leaders to gain the confidence to speak up and advocate for themselves and take uncomfortable action through daily disciplined practices to experience true life success without sacrificing their sanity. It wasn't that long ago that I was taking things way too personal, secretly having something to prove, and doing my best to fake it like I had it all together. I thought the appearance of success was the glue holding my life together, but it was that appearance of success and hustling to prove my worth that was ruining my life. In this podcast, my goal is to teach you the tried and true secrets of living your greatest authentic life. You with me? Let's get ready to rise. Hey, sis, I am so glad you're here with me today. It seems that we are really starting to get to know each other. I just feel really, really connected with you. And I wonder if you and I went to the same high school, because I often think that we have similar experiences. Let me ask you. So, do you remember when you would say something interesting and say something you thought was pretty cool and amazing, and you had people looking at you like you were crazy, you know, giving you the side eye like, who is this weirdo? Or perhaps there were a whole bunch of people laughing at you because you were just saying something you thought was cool. They took it as, she's stupid. What the heck? What kind of person says that? Or you just kind of saw people just quietly snickering. You know, snickering is an old term, but it's kind of having these little sidebar conversations about you. Did you have that when you were growing up? You know I did. And we all talk about this. We say some people were in the cool group. Some people were in the nerd group. Some people were in the sports group. But every group had those kinds of feelings, right? And maybe you were the person who was on the front end, who was making people feel that way. Or perhaps like me, you were on the receiving end of a lot of those types of things. Why do you say that, Diana? Because I know for myself, I have been a person who's been pretty much so out there for quite some time. I've been Diana times 100, Diana 6X, whatever, but always Diana, and it hasn't always been received well. And I just want to tell you that if wherever you are in the spectrum of who you are and what you experienced when you were in grade school, elementary school, or high school, it's likely that now in your adult life, 30s, 25, 30, 40, 50, 60, that you are rehearsing that. It's so deeply embedded in you that when you do say something and you do want to say something amazing, you might catch someone looking at you a certain way and you start rehearsing what that felt like. How many of you agree with that? You know, I believe a lot of us have been holding ourselves back because you keep remembering the chatter that played over and over and over for you, and it's so deeply embedded in your body that when someone looks at you or may do something a certain way, all you remember is the chatter. Am I right? And I'm telling you, sis, it's time that we let that go. All right? You're like, oh, I don't know. Right? Okay, so raise your right hand. You know I'm a big right hand raiser. Raise your right hand and say, it's time for me to let go of that narrative, right? Because that narrative keeps stopping you. And for some of you, you don't realize this. It's so strong in you that you don't realize that you keep saying this over and over and over again. And the reason why I entered this podcast with that in mind is because often we don't identify it as that. We identify it as something else. And typically when it comes to speaking up and advocating for yourself, the emotions that we have deep within us are so deep. And it could just be one time when someone said something or did something or looked at you a certain way. And this is what I am training us to recognize. You have to recognize those deep-seated hurts and those deep-seated things. In a previous podcast, I was talking to you about something that a woman looked at me a certain way, or I remembered a certain table, and I said, oh my gosh, this caused me to go into like a deep, deep, deep trance, right? But today, what I want you to do is I want you to spend some time. We're going to spend time remembering what those emotions felt like, and I want you to identify what is going on. So first things first, why am I saying it like this? I have so many clients, so many women who have degrees, PhDs, some of them have been working for years and years and years, yet they can always remember what it felt like in their formative years when someone did something to them. You know, it could have been a family member. It could have been a family member who kept telling you and over and over and over, girls don't do that. Or it could be a teacher who said, you know, you do have attention deficit disorder, so... Or it could have been a person who you thought was your friend who was having all of these secret conversations about you, right? So today's podcast, what I want to do is I want to call and name it, okay? This is something that I think is so very, very important, because I believe that in order for us to change things, we have to recognize it. We have to face it, you know? And we've been talking about this thing called fear a lot on the podcast and also with my clients. And I love, love, love this acronym or acrostic. I don't know what you call it when the first letters, like passion, right? The first letters of a word are actually standing for something. So fear is forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. Right? So at the Rise with Diana podcast, we want to face everything and rise, right? And then we want to dismiss the, here's another one, y'all ready for it? False evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. Because when you forget everything and rise, you are believing all the false evidence that's appearing real in your paradigm. So in order for us to begin to rewire and renew our minds, a renewal of your mind takes you to understand, number one, you are not bound by some of those strongholds that are causing you to step back. They're causing you to go into a corner. They are causing you to lose your light. Ladies, you are losing your power. Your power diminishes every single time you are reminded of something that has nothing to do with your present day. It is a surrendering process that you have got to get to. So let's start with some steps, because you know I like to do three steps. So the first step is name it. Name the issue. I don't care. You know, in the scriptures, it says, you know, God, search me, O Lord, and know my anxious thoughts, right? So you have to go into battle, and I don't like to say battle, but you have to let God fight that battle, but you have got to let God come into you so that you can surrender it, so that you can have him help you name it. You got a name. What is it? What is it? Have it come to your recognition. What are you going to have to do in order for you to name it? Right? In order for you to name it, you are going to have to get quiet. You know, there's this book called, I can't think of the book, but I'm going to give you the quote. It says that your soul only speaks its truth under quiet and welcoming conditions. So your soul needs to be able to speak its truth, right? And in order for it to speak its truth, you have to name what's going on. And that's by an author called Parker Palmer. And I'll think of the name of the book in a second, because y'all know I just go right off the top of my head. And if it's not right there, it'll come later, or it might come in the notes, okay? So the first thing we got to do is you got to name it. You got to name what it is. What is the villain that's causing you to shrink down? It's causing you to forget everything and run. That's the first thing that we have to do, is name it. You know, then the second thing I want you to do is I want you to write down what it is that you are believing. What beliefs have you attached to that thing that you've named? What is the belief system, which I like to call sometimes BS? What is the belief system? What's the BS that you've attached to that thing that you've named? You're going to need to take time to write that down. Why? Because when you write it down, see, what we have to do is we have to gain awareness. We have to get it into our view of what it is that's causing us to stumble. For me, it was a person. I don't want to name her name because I don't want to give power to that name, right? There was a woman in my high school who was constantly berating me. And here's the thing. You know, I was giving so much power to that person by allowing, not that she did it, I allowed it, and all the things that she would say about me to have control upon me. See, I was giving away my power. Every single time I would think about that person, every single time I would say that person's name, and I would allow myself to go through what it felt like to be small, right? To shrink down in all the things, right? If I said something, because she made it abundantly clear that was not accepted. So the BS that I had around that was I wasn't acceptable when I actually spoke up and said something that was unique and different. I would had to be a person that's like, to sit down, because you don't have space here. We don't have space for you, right? So that's the BS that I had around that, right? So the first thing you have to do is you have to name it. Right? You have to really be able to sit down and like call that out. And I want you to write it out. Write down all the BS that you've associated with that. Okay? And I'm going to have four things, because a third thing I want you to be able to do is I want you to identify what are the actual physical and mental attributes that come up for you when that happens, right? So you're writing it out, and you're writing it out. The third thing you're going to do is write out what happens to you. Do you start to repeat certain words? You know, what are the words that you start to repeat? Does your hands get a little clammy? Does your mouth get dry? Do you start to sweat? Do you get out of breath? Do you feel your heart palpitating? Do your hands get sweaty? Your arm underpits get sweaty? What happens to your feet get sweaty? That's a little personal, ain't it? But hey, we all got things. But see, the more that you're able to identify this issue, the more that you see that this is a figment of your imagination that's causing you to have physical things that happen to you, right? Because it mental things, what are you saying to yourself? All of this, you have to know, is not even destroying your opportunity to show up and be seen. It's physically causing you to be ill. It's physically causing your cortisol levels to rise and your stress levels to rise. And that is not what we want to rise, right? We want our own authentic self to rise. So that's the third thing that I want you to do. And the fourth thing that I want you to do is I want you to be able to surrender this by repeating over and over and over an affirmation that is the opposite of what it is that you're feeling. If you feel lack, then you feel abundant. If you feel fear, you feel freedom. If you feel sadness, you feel joy. So you say, I am joyful. I am abundant. I am exceedingly glad for knowing what has been binding my life for so long. You see, it takes a time for you to break what's called strongholds, right? We use this in the church, talking about strongholds, right? Breaking the chains that are binding you. You see, I think a lot of you who listen to the Rise with Diana podcast is, you know, I'm a civil rights attorney. You know that I have some authority, right? I've had my degrees. I've gone back to become a nutrition person. I have written books. I've done all the things. But guess what? My power doesn't come from those things. My power comes from me sitting down with the creator, the person that created me, in order for me to understand and know what are the hindrances in my life that are blocking me from the ultimate success. You see, that's what you are learning here in the Rise with Diana podcast. You see, I don't fight people that actually are human beings, because they don't have power and authority over me, right? What's going on, it's what's going on and swirling in my head and what's going on in the atmosphere that I need to get authority over, right? So the four things again, first, name it, right? You got to get clear on naming what is the villain in your life, okay? Name it, be very clear about it. Then I want you to write about the circumstances. Then the third thing I want you to do is write about the physical and mental things that you can tell are starting to happen to you. And the reason why I want to kind of put an explanation point on this is because you have to understand, you have to become into conscious awareness when this starts to show up in other areas of your life. Because you need to know, in order to fight that battle, you have to understand the strategies that have been working against you. And the fourth thing that you want to do is to implement the strategy that is working for you. Because everything is for you. Everything is for you. The reason why it's not for you is because you haven't named it, you haven't written about it, and you haven't identified the things that are causing you to hold back. So the next time that you begin to start to fall into this, what I'll call horrible situation, where you start remembering all of those things that happened to you, I want you to start thinking of all of the positive things and start repeating over and over and over what it is that you can do about that. Okay? Over and over and over again, what you are capable of. Are you feeling me on this? If you didn't get a chance to write this down, I know we have some great, great, great notes that you can read that accompany this. And I just want to stop and pause real quick, because I just want to tell you that when I put these things down in the podcast, which, by the way, if you're waiting on guests, they're going to come. Believe me, they will come. But I want to tell you about the beautiful people that helped me put this together. I'm not the only one who works on this podcast. I do want to talk to you about Yanaya Curry. Yanaya is just graduated. Actually, she finished her final year in the University of Toledo basketball team. She is my amazing writer, and she writes all of the notes that accompany the podcast. Then, of course, I have Woodley White. Woodley is the one who actually puts everything together, uploads it, and gets it out to the podcast land. And, of course, you guys hear me talk about Mark Ryder of Level 2 Audio, who's the person who actually puts all of this together. And I will tell you this, I'm so grateful for this amazing team, but if I decided to pay attention to what people said to me and to let that run my life, this podcast would never come to your ears. Why do I say that? Because you all are sitting on amazing things, amazing ideas, amazing things that you can start, inventions that are just sitting there. You are waiting on someone to give you permission to go after that promotion. You are waiting on somebody to look at you the right way so that you go and ask for being paid fairly. We got to stop that. And ladies, it's time for us to face everything and rise. Are you with me? I certainly hope so. So take that with you today. And if you want more help, You know what I'm going to say? It's the quiz that we have is called Why Am I Not Getting Promoted Quiz? Because in that quiz, it will tell you all of the things that you need to begin to work on, including what we talked about today, to get yourself to be seen, heard, and valued at your organization, to get promoted and paid for your greatest work. Does it sound good? All right, my friends. Thank you so, so much. And also, I want you to check out the All Rise Live Global Summit, which is going to be happening sometime soon. And if you are listening to this podcast, you are listening to this podcast in certain years from now, you will still be able to attend. You just need to go to allriselive.com to learn more. All right. Thank you so much. Y'all have the most amazing day. Thank you for being with me today. If you found value in this podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to be notified of weekly content. You can also learn more and follow along with me on any social media channel and by going to risewithdiana.com.